Hear the word bloodhound and you probably picture a dog with pendulous ears, the poetic description from a court long ago. Unless you're in law enforcement, then you picture a big dog nose to the ground on the trail of some criminal. First, a powerful nose, second, those pendulous ears. And so it's been in law enforcement for a very long time. Since 1805, in fact, when, according to the American Kennel Club, a group of positive thinkers called the Thrapthan Association for the Prevention of Felons first used the bloodhound to search for poachers and thieves. Apparently, the first step in felon prevention was felon apprehension. One of the first cases involving bloodhounds is from Kentucky more than 100 years ago. Someone called out the dogs to investigate a barn arson. Just like in the movies, the bloodhound sniffed his way to a local tenement filled with people of bad repute, in the court's words. Authorities narrowed the list of suspects to one, arrested him, and brought him to trial. There, he argued that the bloodhound evidence should be inadmissible against him. Eventually, a court said no to the nose. It agreed that the testimony about this dog's scent skills was inadmissible. No one had testified that this particular dog was in fact a bloodhound, a breed known for its nose. Plus, no one had testified that this particular dog had been trained to track. Reading between the lines, given the right dog and the right circumstances, the court found that evidence of a trail would be appropriate at trial, just not in the barn arson case. A strong dissent argued that no dog should ever be allowed to testify against a human being. It reminded the majority that bloodhounds had been used to capture slaves and jeopardized liberty in years past. The danger of a mistake was too great, the dissent wrote, because the dog might pick up on the scent of an innocent. But that dissenting voice did little to stop the will of that Kentucky majority, and soon a majority of states began to accept such evidence. Not Illinois, however. In 1914, the Illinois Supreme Court wrote that the fruit of a bloodhound's abilities should never be allowed in Illinois courtrooms. And so it stands today. As recently as 2001, a court reiterated that in Illinois, bloodhound evidence should not be admitted as proof of any fact at trial. But there's now, to quote one author, an overwhelming number of jurisdictions that allow bloodhound evidence. States like California, where a court a few years back upheld a man's conviction for attempted murder. The evidence against him included testimony that a dog alerted on his fear scent as he escaped from police. The opinion notes that some dogs can be trained to smell fear. This one did, and followed it to the defendant's apartment. So you can't necessarily assume that a court will accept the evidence should detectives use bloodhounds to solve a crime. It all depends on which way, in that particular jurisdiction, the pendulum regarding those pendulous ears swings. I'm Amy Guida.